we invite you to close your eyes. And as the statement was made just a moment ago, let us get in touch with our sacred divinity. Dear divine angel inside, come closer, come closer. Let us feel the connection we share. Dear angelic realm within me and outside of me, we invite you to come a little more forward, and we invite you to become more present within the dreams we will have this evening. We invite beautiful, peaceful dreams. Let us flood our chemistry with the divine light that the angels hold and carry for us. Let those dreams we have tonight be filled with peace and love, so that when we awaken tomorrow, we will feel rejuvenated, refreshed, and know that we are indeed loved by the Creator and known by name. And dear divine angelic presence of Kryon, we invite you to come forward with another message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is it possible that this new energy on this planet might actually change the purpose of old souls for being here? You heard it right. Is it possible that your purpose could actually change right now from anything you ever thought was your purpose to something else because of the energy of the planet, which is changing greatly? I speak to you now in this new energy of 2026, which I have discussed and talked about, because it is a new energy. It's an energy you have never had before. What if your purpose starts to change? This purpose the human being has had all along on this planet, you come in with the purpose of finding God inside. That's why you're here. And then that leads to many other things. But not just one purpose. It's unique for every single individual. Normally, we have discussed it as finding joy, finding a place that satisfies you, because that then spreads to the planet. And you end up, you might say, transmitting that which you are in joy to something else. And what would that be? I want to give you some updated and new information that we've only channeled one time so far, and it's only been recently. And it's only been in that which was the live meetings of Kryon. It's time to show this to you here. There is something within you that has always been there, that is sacred and divine, that has been defined and studied and worked with. It's the sacred geometry of that which you would call your Merkaba. Now, if you've seen those geometric shapes and the chemistry, I would say, even within your body that we talk about, it all revolves around what you would call the double tetrahedron. It's actually two tetrahedron shapes sandwiched within one another, one pointing down, one pointing up. It's a classic shape. That's the shape you might assign to that which is the vehicle, the Merkaba, the vessel, you might say, of the human being. Almost all of you have seen this shape. For almost all of the time on your planet, we have talked about you being a great antenna, that your DNA itself we have described as an antenna. Now, this double tetrahedron is a geometric, you might say, shape, sacred geometry, but it's a construct of, you would say, imagination. It totally is invisible. It's not something you're going to find in your body. It's a metaphor of the sacredness of the geometry within you. Now, where is it that it resides? It resides in the double helix. That's another form that is very interesting. And so within that, both together create an antenna. And we've spoken of this antenna before. What does that antenna you have do? What is it truly that it picks up? And then we've told you, it has always been able to pick up the things that are esoterically available in the field. The field is not a new construct, but your use of it is. We should say that again. The field, as defined, for that collective consciousness that is all around you of thoughts and energies, the physics of consciousness, that field, has always been there. There are some that could pick it up. Unusual gifts they might have, the remote viewers, all of those. But now it's available for everyone. And this is where enhanced intuition comes from. This is where some of the gifts and tools of this new energy are coming from. Your ability to access the field. It's your antenna being raised higher than it ever was before, of your Merkaba, of your DNA, all put together and picking up the things you need in order not to step in the potholes of life. We have taught about this for a long time. I've given courses in this, dear ones. This is not new, but what I'm about to tell you is new. Why does that double tetrahedron, sandwiched in a way that it is together as your Merkaba shape, one pointing down, one pointing up? It's always been this way. As is below, as is above, so it is in both areas. That has been the balance that you have heard for a very, very long time. But that's not the reason one points up and one points down. Dear one, the one that has been pointed up is what is now being activated in this new energy to, I would say, a higher energy state. You see, I am searching for the three-dimensional dimensional. I am searching for a word you don't have yet. It may be a word that is coming in the English language. It's about the placement of what you have inside to somewhere else. You don't have a word. My partner struggles when I give him these kinds of concepts, and you just saw it. There is a struggle because there is no nomenclature yet for it. There is no word for it. So I'm going to use one you understand, and I'm giving it to my partner now. You're a transmitter. That's not really right, but you are. You thought your antenna only receives, but there is something that you should know, that the reason there is a double tetrahedron is because the one pointing up, the antenna, transmits. Where is it transmitting? What is it transmitting? This is all new. No wonder my partner struggled. This is new. You are taking the consciousness of the compassion of the God inside that you have, and you are pushing it somewhere to the field. You are pushing to the field. There's no word for that yet. It's more than transmitting. Transmitting is some kind of a signal that goes from A to B. That's not what it is. It's the essence of that which is you in the God inside you. It's the soul essence that is pushing itself to the field for the first time ever. Dear ones, that is the new purpose for the old soul, to learn to transmit, to push to the field. Why? What is going on? That great unconscious, you might say, the collective, which is the field, which is so many thoughts that are not necessarily in coherence that you're picking up, it starts to change the field all around this planet to be coherent. And the coherence is divinity. You are pushing a grander truth to the field. As the soul that you are, that ought to give you chills. You are pushing a grander truth to the field that can then be picked up by almost anyone who wants it. You are creating a mechanism that can talk to all humanity if they're interested, a mechanism of the field and a grander truth that is coherent and will get right to where it goes with the antennas of all humanity. All humans have the antennas of intuition. That's a given. But in this new energy, dear ones, the transmitters, it's more than that. The push of grandness is also available. The part of the Merkaba of the sacred geometry that points upward. More than a transmitter, a word that is not here yet, that tells of the essence of the human being's God inside. The vessel of your Merkaba, perhaps a piece or a part, pushed to the field. What happens when tens of thousands of individuals who are waking up in a new energy start to push that? Crying, that's wonderful. How is it done? It's done through joy. It's done through compassion. And it's not anything that you have to sit there and push with. It's automatic. When you drop into your heart and feel these things, when you touch the face of God, it goes onto the field. That's the new part. That's the great part. That's the part you didn't expect. Oh, there's so much more, dear ones. But I wanted to show you, yes, there is a grander purpose. All of you, there is more coming. Maybe even the correct word next time. And so it is.